kind of when they go by on the street, you know what they are. And that's why it was so cool to go to an Airstream, and also just as an overview to have the privilege, I guess you can call it a privilege. I certainly think of it that way. To learn about these interesting vehicles, you know, because nobody can know everything. My thing and my background has been cars and restoration of vehicles. For me to have the opportunity to learn about, you know, things like Airstream and Vespa and, you know, even the Harley-Davidson stuff and whatever we're going to be doing in the future on classic rides, it's just such a great experience for me. And I look forward to every single project that we're going to do. And this Airstream was certainly an adventure and a great learning curve for me.
It sounds like the vehicles you pick seem to have almost a real hardcore following. Like Harleys, they have a group of really hardcore customers, and I'm sure the Vespa does, just like Airstream. You have Airstreamers and clubs and groups and a lot of people who are really devoted to these type of classic vehicles that you guys have been having on your show.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really interesting because each group has its own hardcore following, like you say, but there's, I don't know if I can use this phrase, there's cross-denominational respect, if you know what I mean. There's people that respect the passion of the niche.
For me, watching the restoration go through, you can kind of get the feeling that, you know, if I was into Harleys or something like that, I could see where they're going to have the same feelings and respect that we do watching the Airstream series.
Absolutely, and the people, the hardcore audience people, have insight into these vehicles. And, you know, we touched on it before, but people know when you're faking it. And, you know, we create circumstances to where we have... we have the best of the best come around and help us and give us genuine help. I'm a skilled technician on my own, but I don't know everything about everything. And we don't try and present Kevin Tates as an expert in all things, because that's just, number one, it's not believable, and it's not realistic, and it's not true. Nobody's like that. Nobody knows everything about everything. So we depend on the help of qualified people. We had some of the best people in the RV industry come on as guests and help us deal with our electrical gremlins that are kicking up, and with the Vespa, we had a Vespa restorer guy come and help us restore the Vespa, and Dunk was there with the Harley. So, you know, we come across, we do real things that are pertinent to that subject vehicle through the help of others.
Now, how did you decide on a 70 Overlander?
We wanted a coach that was new enough to where we weren't going to have to do a ground up and pull the body off the frame. Quite frankly, because we are limited somewhat in the amount of shows that we have and the amount of space that we have in the shows. And also resources, studio space, all those things factor into the vehicle that we choose. 1970 was... if memory serves, Colin, was it not the last year to have the real wood laminate in the cabinetry?
Yes.
So we wanted that real wood look, and it had the tambour, like the roll top desk type shelving, and that was very cool. Melissa Cross, the producer, did a lot of research, and hats off to her. She's just so good at making TV shows. She's very, very well adapted at these different projects, and she really did her homework for all of us on this and figured out what would be a prime candidate. We needed something big enough to where we could get a crew in, so we got a 27-footer, and we wanted something with enough diversity to where we could show different projects, different ways to refinish your fiberglass, you know, fixtures in the bathroom, and enough room, quite frankly, to restyle it the way with the vision that we had in our restoration. So to really answer your question, we wanted something that was, like I said, new enough to where it was in a good enough condition, but old enough to where it had a lot of character that people can identify with as classic Airstream.
In the first episode, you had a professional RV technician there going through the various systems, like the propane systems, and of course the water heater and the fridge. Those were household units, so I could see replacing those was probably first on your list.
You know, it's interesting. You know, we don't know how many hands that are.